USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The White House announced more details Thursday about the program to share COVID vaccines with other countries. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients said that donations of shots would be coming from the U.S.'s surplus of supply, and the majority of the first shipment of 25 million doses would be shared through the United Nations COVAX program. Some will also be directed to India, Gaza, the West Bank, and other areas experiencing a surge of infections. He added that the donations are being made to further the overall goal of ending the pandemic globally. And the Department of Justice is moving to treat ransomware attacks as acts of terrorism in the wake of a rise of major incidents. Reuters reporting U.S. attorneys' offices received new guidance on Thursday, directing them to coordinate any ransomware investigations with a recently created federal task force. Recent attacks against Colonial Pipeline and meat producer JBS have caused the department to prioritize ransomware attacks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Energize Health. Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energize Health. And I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect. Worse than death. Erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. EnergizeHealth.com.
A court ruling says the Biden administration can't prioritize when distributing coronavirus relief funds. Tim Berg reports.
An appeals court has ruled that the Biden administration can't use race and sex as factors when distributing coronavirus relief funds. In a 2-1 ruling, the 3-judge panel of the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals said that the Small Business Administration was violating the Constitution's Equal Protection Clause by giving priority to minority and female-owned restaurants seeking coronavirus relief funds. The Justice Department declining to comment on the ruling or whether it would appeal to the Supreme Court. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And recess could soon be a mandatory part of the day in Illinois' public schools. State lawmakers passed a bill this week requiring schools to include 30 minutes of recess in their day. Being held out of that recess could also not be used as a punishment as part of the measure. The bill now heads to Governor J.B. Pritzker's desk. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing, it's not a disease of aging, neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Athletes are responding to Naomi Osaka's decision to withdraw from the French Open. Tim Berg has more.
Tennis phenom Naomi Osaka's decision to withdraw from the French Open over mental health concerns has some of the biggest names in sports weighing in. Olympic swimmer Michael Phelps, himself no stranger to mental health struggles, tells CNN he's proud of Osaka.
I was ecstatic to see how everything came across, but I was also very saddened to see how much backlash there was. This is a human being that's sharing her feelings and emotions, I'm sure it was challenging for her to do.
In announcing her decision this week, the 23-year-old Osaka revealed she's been battling depression since 2018. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And scientists from the National Institutes of Health say they may have found a new oral treatment for COVID-19. Early studies on a drug called Tempol show it may be able to reduce coronavirus infections by impeding the enzyme that the virus needs to create copies of itself, potentially limiting the severity of that infection. The findings were published Thursday in the journal Science. The researchers say that the findings are hopeful and that more research is still needed, as the initial study was only performed on cell cultures. They say it needs to move to a clinical study to see if the drug works in actual patients. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.